You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Good morning, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, right where you're supposed to be. On this Thursday morning, little dark out there still. Don't worry, eventually it's going to lighten up here. The Great Conversation on the radio program of record. Heard this and every day of the work week from 5 till 9. Check out our great website, KVI.com, my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. That's John Carlson Radio. My Twitter handle is at KVI John Carlson. KVI John Carlson. Now, you have the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, saying, all right, we're probably going to fall short on the number of people that we had hoped would sign up for Obamacare by the March 31st deadline. But while Joe Biden is trying to mitigate, you know, damage control already, and we're, you know, more than 6 weeks still in advance of that day, there are people who say, well, some states, however, have done really well. And one of those states that supposedly has done really well is right here in Washington. You have the insurance commissioner says that they expect to expand their enrollment by more than 300,000. He also says that by comparisons with other states, Washington is among the most problem-free. Not only that, but our website works much better than the federal website was. At least it was a couple of months ago. So is that really true? Is Washington State a success story when it comes to the Affordable Care Act? No, says Dr. Roger Stark. Roger is health policy analyst for Washington Policy Center. Now, I do want to point out, we tried to get Mike Kreidler, our elected insurance commissioner, who's boasting about how great Obamacare is working here in Washington, to join us and have a conversation, a discussion, a debate on whether Obamacare is working or not with Dr. Stark. His office has declined.
They didn't necessarily decline. They just haven't gotten back to me yet.
Well, yes, but didn't you call? You made the offer.
I did.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you.
They didn't get back to you.
So possibly later today, maybe they'll get back to me. I don't know.
Yeah, because they didn't know we're a morning show.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
They declined. Right? They decline without declining. They just don't get back to you. So they can say, well, we never said no. Yeah, when they don't get back to you, they're saying no. Let us start with Dr. Stark here. Rogers, welcome to the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Thanks for having me on, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I've got the release here in front of me from Commissioner Kreidler's office. They say that more than 320,000 people have signed up for Obamacare, and it's a great success. And you beg to differ.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And actually, those numbers that you quoted are old. The new number is 648,000 people have signed up for Obamacare on our state exchange. Now, out of that number, the critical number is how many of these people are paying. And out of that critical number, only 90,000 are paying enrollees, which means the vast majority, over 85%, have signed up on the Medicaid side, which is totally taxpayer-supported. So in no way is this a success. And by Kreidler's own admission, 290,000 Washingtonians have lost their health insurance policy. Even if they liked it, they couldn't keep it because of Commissioner Kreidler's ruling. So in no way is this a success.
Okay, well, what were the metrics here for Washington State? We know that the national target was 7 million new people would enroll for a private health care policy under the Obamacare exchanges. What was the state target?
Well, the state target was at least that 290,000, and then they were projecting more individuals would come out of the private individual market and go on to the state exchange. So realistically, they were looking somewhere between 350 to 500,000 enrollees on the private side. And although the state claims that they have 648,000 enrollees, like I say, 550,000 of them have enrolled on the Medicaid side. So in no way is this a success.
Explain to our listeners how Medicaid works and how different it is from private insurance.
Well, Medicaid is taxpayer-supported, and it's an entitlement. And originally, it was a safety net program for children of poor families. And it was a 50% state taxpayer, 50% federal taxpayer-funded program. Now, with Obamacare, what happened was they enticed states to expand their Medicaid program by saying, we will pay, the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of the expanded Medicaid. So states, Washington in particular, picked this up and said, absolutely, we're going to expand Medicaid because those are all federal dollars. Well, what your listeners need to understand is state taxpayers are federal taxpayers. So in point of fact, Washington taxpayers are going to be on the hook for the entire cost of the expansion of Medicaid and 50% of the existing Medicaid in the state of Washington.
So basically what they did is they turned a poverty program, you know, basically welfare health insurance, where you don't pay anything into it, into a approaching middle class.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Program.
Yeah, and
why did they do that?
Well, if you have the idea that, or your goal is to provide government insurance for everybody, the easiest way to do that would be to expand Medicaid and drop the age eligibility for Medicare. And so through Obamacare, they've done at least part of that by expanding Medicaid tremendously. So it's going to be a huge burden. The existing Medicaid program was already financially in big trouble.
Right.
And by expanding the Medicaid program, it's going to be even worse. And we're going to see a terrible problem for our poor citizens not having timely access to health care. And that's going to be the real issue early on, and then the financial issue will happen a few years down the line.
So again, for our listeners, you've got Medicaid, which if you're a recipient of Medicaid, you don't pay into it. And by the way, if you qualify for it, you're enrolled in it automatically.
Yes.
You don't have a choice about whether, if you enter the exchanges to see what kind of plan you can get, if they see that you qualify on paper for Medicaid, they'll drop you into Medicaid. And if you say, I don't want to go into Medicaid, they say, no, that's what you qualify for. That's what you're in.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so that is essentially a welfare program that is no longer for the destitute. It is now for people who are, what, at 250% or more above the poverty level?
Well, that has yet to be decided. The way it is set up now, it includes everyone up to 138% of the federal poverty level. But the state is pushing to expand that into what's called a basic health program or basic
right.
health plan. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the dust hasn't settled on that yet. But conceivably, it could go right into the lower middle class. Yeah.
Then you have people who are in employer-provided plans, like most of our listeners. Then you have people who buy their own insurance, health insurance, the way they buy their own auto insurance or their own life insurance. They have what's called an individual policy.
Yes.
And when you refer to people, 290,000 people had their policies canceled, almost all of these were people who had purchased an individual.
Yes, that's exactly right, John. So what that shows is that we are just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Because the administration unlawfully, basically, extended the employer mandate, gave employers another year, almost 2 years, actually, before that employer mandate kicked in, which means that employers are going to be looking at this, and they're going to say, well, gee, maybe my insurance program that I'm offering my employees does not qualify under Obamacare, and those individuals potentially are at risk of losing their insurance policies. So this could cascade and just become a nightmare over the next 12 to 18 months.
So what we have now, if I'm not mistaken, is we have not a net gain in people who are covered under insurance because of Obamacare, which has had open enrollment since October 1st. We have a net loss of 200,000 insured people who have lost their policies compared with those, I think, 85,000 who have actually paid for a new policy.
Yes, that's exactly right. And those are the numbers from the state. Those are numbers from Kreidler's office and from the state agency that runs the exchange, or from the exchange, I should say. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That number is about 200,000 short. And so, yeah, we don't know what those individuals are doing, whether they're just not being covered by insurance or what they're doing, but they haven't signed up.
So what other states and our own insurance commissioner call a great success is a state that has a net loss of 200,000 people covered by health insurance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And numbers get very confused because they add in all of these people who enrolled, signed up on the Medicaid side. And those are the numbers that they love to use because those, like I say, the last listed number was 648,000. But 85% of those people are on the Medicaid side. So,
By the way, aren't they in counting as a new Medicaid person, someone who's re-enrolling?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Two-thirds of those numbers of the Medicaid enrollees, about 550,000, two-thirds of them are already enrolled in the existing Medicaid program. Yep.
So they basically said, okay, we'll stick with it, or yeah, we're still on Medicaid, and Mike Kreidler says, great, we'll sign you up then.
Yep, and we're going to count them.
And we'll count you as someone who's just signed up. Well, okay, I want people to see what's going on behind the numbers here.
That's exactly right, John. Yeah.
And I, again, appreciate the clarification here for our listeners. Dr. Roger Stark with the Washington Policy Center, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning and clarify what these numbers are all about, Roger.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, John.
If you want more information, go to WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Did you know what was behind all these numbers? You see what a mirage it all is? It's good to have people like Roger Stark, who's calling these things out for what they are.